Democratic Burlington City Councilor Norm Blay plans to submit a resolution to the City Council during its January 7th meeting that would prohibit ownership of assault weapons in the city. Blay would prefer such legislation to occur at the state or federal level, but doubts that will occur, so he crafted the municipal measure.
What would happen is that the possession of semi-automatic assault weapons and multiple clip magazines would be prohibited in Burlington. There'd be a strict prohibition against any sort of possession. If someone was in possession, they would face a fine. The resolution would also have a provision for the confiscation of the weapons and a civil process by which the owners of the weapons could challenge the seizure in court. So it would be designed to prohibit all possession and enforce that with a fine and with seizure.
City Council President Joan Shannon, a co-sponsor of the resolution, says Burlington is limited in what it can do to control guns.
The leadership really should be coming from the top on this. You know, we really need our congressional delegation to be taking action on gun control, and it's been kind of a taboo topic up till now. So it's more of a message, really. Burlington was the first one to ban smoking in bars and clubs, and then other towns started falling like dominoes, and so did the state. And if that's what we can accomplish, that would be very meaningful. We're willing to be on the forefront of the issue. Ultimately, it needs to happen at the national level.
Vermont Traditions Coalition Executive Director Steve McLeod is concerned that if individual Vermont communities are allowed to craft gun regulations, it would lead to a regulatory morass. But McLeod will study and assess Burlington's resolution.
How you define assault weapons would tell whether it reaches into guns that are commonly used by hunters. A lot of hunters use automatics, which means you don't have to eject a bullet, and have used automatics for decades, if not longer. So the devil's in the details when it comes to what kind of impact this might have on hunting. That's why we're going to be very vigilant in watching this develop. To most people, assault weapons is a dirty word. You really have to look beyond the buzzwords in the actual proposal itself.
Implementing an assault weapons ban would take several steps. The resolution would have to be accepted by the City Council. Then the city's Charter Change Committee would have to propose changes consistent with the resolution that would then go to public hearings and be placed on the town meeting day ballot. If approved by voters, it would then require approval by the Vermont State Legislature. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.